Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. Today we're going to take a look at some basic tweeing using ActionScript 3.0. Now I say basic, but we're going to get a little in-depth. I'm going to show you a couple little cool features and things like that. And basically, by the end of this video, we are going to have created something similar to this right here, where this sort of media player flips in and you see the little reflection fade in, and then the text go away pops up and this arrow begins animating, basically pointing and saying, hey, hit go away, the stuff kind of fades away and disappears. The arrow, however, remains, because at the end of this entire tutorial, maybe that's something you yourself can go in with your newfound skills and knowledge and make that guy fade away, disappear out into nothingness. So all of this animating, or all this tweening, I should say, all of it is done using ActionScript, so it's very cool. And let's take a look at what we need to do to get started. The first thing is you're going to need to go to TutVid.com and select the Resources button at the top and navigate to the Project Files section of the site and download the files for tweening in ActionScript, tweening using ActionScript 3.0. So that's what you want, and basically all it is this soundplayer.png. You want to take that PNG file, drag, and just drop it right into Flash, and it will import that file. It's importing. There we go. And now that it's imported, I'm going to place it roughly in the center of the stage. Don't worry about exact placement. We'll take care of all of that in a minute. But now I need to convert this to a symbol, so I'm going to go Modify, Convert to Symbol, and I want to convert this to a movie clip, so I'm going to set Type Movie Clip. I'm going to set the registration point to the very center, and I'm just going to call it MC Player. Hit OK. And there we go. I want to make sure I select this now and give it an instance name of player_MC. By the way, I like to give my instance names _MC, _TXT, _BTN, depending on what it is, because all of those are like cues in ActionScript. And when you begin scripting using instance names like that, ActionScript actually helps you script by providing you with little tooltip pop-ups saying, hey, you're working with a movie clip, _MC, so you're working with a movie clip, so here are some of the things maybe you're looking at doing. So it really gives you a better idea of some of the things you can do in ActionScript, some of the things that Flash is just really going to help you out. So it's a good thing to do, good habit to get into. Next, I'm going to click to open up my timeline here. If the timeline's not open, you can go Window, Timeline, note the hotkey, Command or Control, Alt or Option, T. And I'm going to create a new layer. I'm going to call the new layer AS for ActionScript. You can name the first layer if you feel the need to. And I'm going to come up to the ActionScript layer, and we are now going to begin coding our very first tween. So to code this tween, just select that keyframe, hit F9 to open up your actions panel, F9 is that hotkey, and the first thing we need to do, note we're working in ActionScript 3.0, by the way. I know I have it all over the place, but just remember that. So we're working in ActionScript 3.0. The first thing we need to type is the word import, and then space, FL, dot. Now notice when I hit the dot there, see this little pop-up menu? This is that pop-up menu I mentioned a few moments ago when you hit have _MC and all of that. So here I can see transitions. I can just hit enter. Yes, I want transitions. FL.transitions.tween, and that's tween with a capital T. And then just place a semicolon at the end of that. We also want to import space FL dot. Again, we're looking for transitions. Dot easing, see there easing shows up as well, dot, and we're just going to put an asterisk, that'd be shift and the 8 key. So an asterisk, that's just like a wildcard selector saying take everything that's in this easing folder, and then place a semicolon after that. Next, we're going to create our very first tween. Now that we've imported the classes, these are the classes that we're going to be using here in our actions. So I'm going to say var, because we need to create a variable that's going to hold our tween. So var, I'm going to call this player fade tween, and it is of the tween data type, excuse me, that's tween with a capital T, by the way, and it is equal to a new instance of the tween class. We're going to say new tween, and then open parenthesis, and here within the parentheses, the first thing we need to place is the instance name of the object we wish to tween. In this case, I happen to know it is player_MC. I'm going to place a comma after that. The next thing we want to talk about is what property of this said object do you want to tween. I'm going to put this in parentheses. You need to put it, or not parentheses, excuse me, quotation marks. That's double quotes. I'm going to put it inside of these two quotes I just typed out. I want to tween the alpha. That's the property I want to tween, comma. And the next thing I want to say is strong.easeOut. I've got to spell strong correctly. There we go, strong.easeOut. Same goes for easeOut. It helps to spell correctly. Strong.easeOut. And next we're going to say comma. And now we're going to say, what's the starting point? If you're tweening the X or Y of something, this would be the starting position. But in the case of alpha, we're talking the starting alpha. And here in ActionScript 3.0, alpha goes from 0 to 1. And all the decimals in between are all of those, you know, varying levels of alpha. So I want to start at 0 because I want this to fade in. And we want it to start at 0 and then we want it to go to 1. So I'm going to say 1, comma. And next is the duration. So I'm going to say 3. And typically you would think milliseconds, but I'm going to write true after that, basically to just tell Flash we're working in seconds here. So I'm going to say true after I say 3, so it's going to be 3 seconds, close parenthesis, semicolon. I'm going to hit enter return a couple times, and I'm going to hit F9 to close my actions panel and command return or control enter to test this. And you can see, voila, our very first tween using ActionScript 3.0. Beautiful. So now that we've done a simple tween, let's add another tween to this tween. How do we do that? Well, select that keyframe, open up your actions panel. Again, that's the F9 hotkey. We're going to create another variable. Every tween you do has to be contained within its own variable. So we're going to say var, and this one we're going to call player rotate tween, because we're going to rotate that player in. Again, it's of the tween data type, and it's going to equal a new instance of the tween class, open parenthesis, and you can see here it's giving me that little tooltip pop-up. It's basically saying, you know, first name your object, which is player underscore MC. We want to edit the rotation property, and by the way, you can find out all of the properties that are available for you to tween and edit by running a quick search through the help files. So let me say rotation, and again, we're just going to ease this out, strong.easeOut, comma, and we want this rotation to start, well, where do we want it to start? Let's think. Maybe we want it to start 360 degrees and rotate to zero, which it, we want it to finish at the zero point because that is, you know, level like it is now. Zero is where it is right now. So we're going to let it flip an entire, you know, a full rotation. So we start at 360 and flip to zero, which is its normal position, and duration 3 seconds, and yes, in fact, those are going to be seconds, close parenthesis, semicolon, and let's check this out. Command, return, control, enter, and you can see rotates right in and eases to a nice stop. So let's add to this, though. Let's make it sort of move. Let's do some X and Y tweening. Let's bring it in from off stage somewhere. How do we do that? Well, again, creating a new tween, var, and we're going to say player X tween, and this is a tween, it's going to equal a new tween. Open parentheses, it is the player underscore MC, comma, and we are going to edit the X. So you can see the property that we're tweening, I shouldn't say editing, tweening, is going to be the X property of this object, comma. We're again are going to say strong dot, and again, try to spell strong correctly. EaseOut. By the way, EaseOut is with a capital O, comma. We're going to start this guy way over here off stage. Let's say negative 200 is where we'll start him. Or maybe, you know, we'll go with negative 250. Just push it a little further off stage. And we're going to bring him in and drop him on 200. And this also will go on for 3 seconds. And yes, in fact, those are seconds we're talking about. And place a semicolon right there at the end. Let's just command return, control enter. Check this out. You can see it flips right in from off stage. And you can see that it now sort of shifts over to the left-hand side of our stage because it's going to the 200, you know, it's going to the 200th pixel, essentially, on the X instead of wherever we initially had it, which if I select this guy, we'll be able to see. Right now it's on X274.5. Okay, so we're only bringing it to the 200. Matter of fact, we may as well just select X there and set that to 200. Or for the sake of something I'm going to show you later on, I'm going to leave it at approximately 275. So I'm going to select that keyframe on the ActionScript layer to bring up my ActionScript again. I'm going to copy this entire line of code to save a little bit of time. Copy. I'm going to go down to the next layer, paste it right in, and we're going to call this player yTween. And it's going to be the player underscore MC. We're simply going to change the property that we're tweening to y. Now, we want this guy to start at negative, let's say 150, and maybe we'll bring him right into 200 too, and make that extend over the course of 3 seconds. So command return, control enter, and you can see he drops right down nicely from that top left corner, seemingly from out of nowhere. Very nice. So we've just successfully created our first multiple tween. So the next step in tweening is we want this tween, when it's finished, to trigger another tween, or we can simply just say, you know, when this tween finishes, something else is going to happen. In this case, I want a nice little reflection to appear underneath this player. So how do we do that? Well, there's a couple ways we can do it. We can use something called a tween event or the tween event class. I don't really want to do that. We might play with that a little later on. But for now, we're just simply going to use a timer. The reason we're going to use a timer is because the timer, number one, is my preferred method of working. I love working with timers when it comes to things that have to do with time. Very convenient, huh? But back on a serious note, a timer is going to be perfect in this instance because all of our tweens are simply 3 seconds. So we can just set a timer for 3 seconds and say, look, after 3 seconds, do this. So that's what we're going to do. But before we do any more coding, I'm going to move the actions panel out of the way. We want to select this player, copy it. We need to make our reflection, create a new layer. I'm going to hit Command or Control Shift V to paste that guy right in place. Make sure he's selected. And go modify, transform, flip vertically. I'm just going to drag him straight down, sort of like that. I'm going to move him down a little more, just sort of position him roughly where I want him, just sort of like that. Perfect. You can even mask it to the stage for the sake of time. I'm not even going to take the time to mask it. I am, however, going to take the time to name this layer, Reflection. And I want to select this movie clip and make sure I change the instance name to Reflect_MC. So we're now going to be able to reference this separately using ActionScript. Wonderful. I'm going to deselect that, select my actions keyframe, bring my actions panel back into view here, and let's take a look at what we have to script. So as I mentioned before, we want to create a timer. So I'm going to come over here, add a couple lines of code, or a couple lines here that will allow us to add a couple lines of code, and we need to create another variable. I'm going to call this one var. Player done, you know, and basically saying that, look, the player's done tweening in. So player done, but really these variable names can be anything you want them to be. I'm just choosing names that I think are fitting. So player done, and this is a timer, and it's going to equal a new instance of the timer class. And we're going to open up the parentheses, and the two things you need to specify with the timer are how quickly do you want this timer to cycle? You know, every how many seconds do you want it to cycle and trigger something? And how many times do you want it to do that? So I'm going to say 3,000 because here we're dealing with milliseconds, so that's 3 seconds, and comma, and I only want it to cycle once. I only need to know that the player has come in one time. If you want this timer to repeat itself, you can do 2, 3, 4, 5, or you can leave it blank and it will just go in, you know, an infinite number of times, just as long as the user has this Flash movie open. So we've created our timer. The next thing we want to do is add an event listener to this, basically saying, you know, trigger X function every time this timer cycles, which is only going to be once. So we're going to say player done. Dot add event listener. You can see my little drop down menu appears. I'm going to say add event listener, and we're looking for a timer event dot timer, and that's in all caps, comma, and now we name our function. So I'm going to call this function timer done with a capital D and then F. So timer done F, timer done function, timer done F, and that's with a capital F, close parenthesis, semicolon, and the last thing we need to do is just say, hey timer, I want you to start, you know, recording time. So I'm going to say player done, which is the name of our timer, dot start. Open and close parentheses, semicolon. It's important that you put those open and close parentheses in there, otherwise it will not work. So we've just created our first timer using ActionScript. Great, that's awesome. It's going to run after 3 seconds. It's going to wait 3 seconds, and it's going to run one time, essentially executing this function here once. Perfect. That's exactly what I want. The next thing we want to do is create that function that's going to tween in our reflection. So we need to say function timer done with a capital D F, open parenthesis. I'm just going to use the letter E and colon, and we are going to say timer event, close parenthesis, colon, and the word void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, and the up arrow key. Now here we're going to say var. And this is going to be another tween. So I'm going to say player reflect tween colon It's of the tween data type. So you got to put a colon between your variable name and the data type. Space equals space, new, tween, open parenthesis. Now the object we're working with here is going to be reflect underscore MC, comma, space, and the property is going to be the alpha, so alpha, and comma again. We want this to ease out as well. Again, spell strong correctly, strong, dot ease out, and we don't want anything after that, so I'm going to say comma, and, well, after that, as in that little parenthesis that showed up, I don't want that. I want this to start at zero, and I only want it to go to maybe about half, 50% alpha. So 50% alpha is 0.5. So we say comma, 0.5, comma, and we want this to take, let's say 3 seconds. We'll say 3 seconds, and true. Again, goes on the end there. Close parenthesis, semicolon, and we're going to add another line of code beneath this. This essentially is just going to say player done dot remove event listener, and we just want to say timer event dot timer. Get it all caps. Timer event dot timer. Timer done. F is the function. Close parenthesis, semicolon. So we just remove that event listener, so we don't have excess ActionScript code running, just eating up, you know, overhead CPU. Which, you know, one little event listener, no big deal. But it's just good to get into the habit of doing that, so your bigger projects don't end up killing users' computers. So now that we've done all of this coding handiwork, let's take a look at what happens. Command, return, control, enter. And you can see that right off the bat we have a problem. The reflection does not line up with the player, and the reflection is there, and then it disappears and fades in. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And this is, remember earlier I mentioned that I wasn't going to change the X of our player? Well, it's because I really didn't need to then, but really because I want you to see, you know, the difference here, how our reflection is offset, and the fact that we really need to make sure we shift this reflection over and keep these things in mind while we're designing our flash animations. But also, how do we get rid of that initial, well, let's take a look at it again. Look, see, the reflection's there, and it's not even half alpha. That's messed up. So we need to make that not show up. How do we do that? Well, let's first just select these guys and set their X to 200, excuse me, and 200. That fixes the one problem of our reflection and our player being offset incorrectly. So now that's fixed. Let's go back to the ActionScript panel and take a look at how we can fix this reflection showing up early. I'm going to come back up to the top right here beneath the import bit of code. I'm just going to type reflect underscore MC dot. Now see, because I have underscore MC, I get this whole drop-down menu. I can basically scroll through here and find what I'm looking for. I'm looking for visible. So there's visible. Double-click it. And then hit space equals space, false. Now when I do this, I make this reflect movie clip invisible. It's not going to be there. The problem is, now when this function executes, it still is not going to be there. So I need to come inside of this function and say, look, when you go to execute this function, that reflect underscore MC dot visible, well, just the reflect underscore dot, the reflect underscore MC, excuse me, is the movie clip that we're targeting. The visibility of it is what we are, you know, talking about. So we're going to say visible, and at this point, it will become visible, so true. So it equals true. The visibility of reflect underscore MC is true when this function is executed, and only then. Now that we've done that, let me close up the actions panel. Let's check it out and see if we have rectified our problems. In fact, it looks like everything is working. Wonderful. So now that we've done that, let's create a button. We're just going to create a simple text-based button. Basically, it says, go away. Get all this junk off of my screen. Take it away. Toss it. I don't want to see it anymore. But don't just, you know, make it blink, go away. I want you to fade it out nicely because I still care about it a little bit. So we're going to create that text. I'm going to create a new layer to place the text on. I'm just going to name that layer TXT. And I'm going to grab the text tool. And get the text tool. There we go. I'm going to type the words go away. You can throw an exclamation mark on there to really prove a point. And I'm just using a Verdana Bold 24-point font face, light blue. No big deal. Matter of fact, I sampled this light blue right from the screen of this little music player. So now that I've done that, I just want to select this guy. Hit F8, which is the hotkey to convert to a symbol. We're going to convert it to a movie clip symbol. So we're going to say MCBTN, so a movie clip button. And we're going to hit OK. And that's going to sit right there. we want to give this an instance name now that we have converted to a movie clip. So I'm going to call it Fade Out. That's out with a capital O. Fade Out underscore MC. And now that we've done that, we're going to go attach an event listener to this button. So every time I click it, it executes a function. I'm going to come up to the action script layer, choose that keyframe right there, that guy. Hit F9 to open up your actions panel. And I'm going to move down a couple. And we're going to keep moving along a nice 20 lines into our coding project here. So I'm going to say fade out underscore MC. And watch this dot. I can just move right down and just double click add event listener. So I don't have to worry about typing all of that long series of words out. And what we are listening for is a mouse event. Specifically a click, and click has to be in all caps, comma, and what function do you want me to execute? We're going to create a function called fade out F, close parentheses, semicolon, move down a couple more lines, let's create that function. We're actually not going to put anything in that function right now, so I'm just going to type function, open parentheses E, and this is a mouse event, remember before we had a timer event, close parentheses, colon, void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. Now, in here, I'm just going to basically place a simple trace statement just so, you know, we can see that it works. I'm going to say, yep, an empty function. And there we go. Make sure you place a semicolon at the end of that line of code. Let me close up my actions panel, hit command return, control enter. Let's test this out. It's telling me that I have an error. Let's go back in and check it out. Back over to timeline. Select that action script layer. Hit that keyframe, and something's going wrong in here. Ah, yes, a very important thing. It helps to have the name of the function in there, so just throw that in there. Fade out, F, and now, let's just check our code. Now it contains no errors, lovely. Command return, control enter, and you can see we're not fading in the go away text or anything right now. We may do that later, and when I click go away, my output panel right here, yep, an empty function. All right, great. One thing you may notice, though, when I roll over go away, I don't get that finger that basically says, this is a button, you can click it, click away. So I want to change that, and let's take a look at what we need to do next. We go back to the timeline here. And two of the things we're going to do right off the bat are, number one, make the button invisible. So right up here with reflect underscore MC dot visible, I'm going to copy that, enter return once. I'm going to paste it right in beneath that, and I'm going to say fade out underscore MC, remember that's our text, dot visible equals false. I'm gonna come back in to this function here, and the function I'm referring to, by the way, is timer done F, and I want to say not only make the reflection visible, but I also want that fade out underscore MC, whoop, make sure out only has one capital, underscore MC dot visible space equals space true. So when the reflection comes in, I also want you to bring in that fade out text. Matter of fact, why not just tween it in real quickly? Let's just duplicate this line of code here. Command Control C to copy that. Command Control V to paste it. I'll go back, the home key, let's delete to get rid of that extra indentation there. And we're going to call this fade out tween. Now it's going to be a new tween, and it is going to attach itself to the fade out MC. We're going to fade the alpha, and in this case we do want to start at 0, but we want to go to full alpha, so we're going to say 1, just like so. Now remember I mentioned a minute ago that when we roll over the button, we don't get that little finger that says, hey, this is a button. The reason is because we're dealing with a movie clip. However, we can change that. Let's come back up to the top right here where we're basically setting the reflection and that button to not be visible until we tween them in. Let's add fade out underscore MC. Again, make sure you only have one capital there and out. Dot button mode with a capital M, space equals space, true. So we're basically saying, take this movie clip and treat it like a button. So command return, control enter, let's check out what we've got so far. Notice fade or go away, excuse me, does not show up until it fades in. And when we roll over, we have the little finger. Great. All right, let's hit F9 to make that actions panel go away and move on. So the next thing we need to do is a little repetitious, because basically we want to take that function, and by that function I mean this function here, fade out F, and fill it with a bunch of tweens that are going to make our player disappear. So I'm going to get rid of this trace function and we're going to get to work right away. I'm going to type var player, whoop, spell it correctly, player fade out, colon, it is a tween, and it equals a new instance of the tween class, open parenthesis, and we want to fade out the player underscore MC. We want to fade the alpha, close parenthesis, comma, and again, we're going to say strong dot ease out, comma, space, and in this case, we're starting at 1, and we're going to go to 0. And we will do this over the course of, let's do this over the course of 2 seconds. And comma, and type the word true, close parenthesis, semicolon, let's go on to the next line. Okay, so now when we click that, our player will fade out. Wonderful. Let's go var player rotate out. We'll just say player rotate out. Colon, it is a tween. It is of the tween data type. New, it is equal to a new tween class, or new instance of the tween class. This is player underscore MC as well. We are going to edit or tween the rotation of this said object, and we do want to ease it out as well. And the rotation here, we're going to start at 0, basically undoing everything we did before. We're going to start at 0 and go to 360. And we will do this as well over the course of 2 seconds. And yes, in fact, I want them to be real seconds. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to hold down my shift key and hit the home key. Copy that line of code. Hit the end key to go all the way to the end of the line of code. Hit enter return once. Paste that in. Hit the home key again. And you can see there's an extra indentation because we copied the initial indentation. Hit the delete key to get rid of that. Now, we're going to call this player X out. So I'm going to replace the word rotate here with a capital X. And we do want to edit the player underscore MC. However, we want to edit the X, not rotation. And if I recall correctly, we had this guy starting at negative 250 and going to 200. So we're going to start it at 200 and have it go to negative 250. Sounds simple enough. So we're going to start at 200 and have it go to negative 250. Over the course of 2 seconds, just like we've been doing. Add another line of code, and we have to tween the Y. Again, go home, get rid of that extra indentation. Select rotate, place a capital Y in there, player Y out, and we are going to edit the Y. So replace rotation with Y, come over here, and if I recall correctly, we have this guy coming into the 200 as well, and we'll have it going to the negative 150. I'm going to double check that, however. Yes, I am correct. So starting at the 200, going to the negative 150 over the course of 2 seconds, and yes, in fact, we are dealing with seconds. Now, we want to make the reflection go away, and we also want this button to go away. So let's take care of doing that. I'm going to paste this in again, get rid of that extra indentation, and here we're going to say, reflection fade out. It is a new tween, and this is going to be affecting the reflect underscore MC. We're going back to working on the alpha of the object. And yes, we want to ease it out. We, however, are going to start at 0.5, because remember it's at 50% alpha. We start at 0.5, and we're just going to bring it down to 0. So fade it out completely over the course of 2 seconds. Yes, in fact, we're dealing with seconds. Paste that line of code in again, and we want the text to fade out. So you can see it's a lot of writing code. So I'm going to say, I'm going to call this button. I'm going to say button fade out. And I'm going to call this fade out underscore MC. Again, the alpha. I probably should have just duplicated that line of text right above here, but I didn't think about that. And we want this to start at 1 because we alphaed this all the way into 1. And we want this to go to 0 over the course of 2 seconds as well. And last but not least, we can talk to fade out underscore MC and basically say, go ahead and remove the event listener, which is that mouse event dot click and that fade out F function. So just get rid of that event listener while you're at it, while we're writing out all of these longer lines of code. So now that we've done that, let's hit F9 to make that actions panel go away. Command return control enter if everything works, which it looks like it will. This will fade and flip out of the picture when I click this button. Look at that. Wonderful. I love it. So I'm going to close this now, and we're going to take a look at basically creating an arrow that draws attention to this button saying, hey, click this go away button. It might not make sense to you, but just click it and see what happens. I'm going to create a new layer here, and I'm just going to name it arrow. Arrow, and I'm going to grab the rectangle tool, select my stroke, and I'm not going to select it there. I'm going to select it over here and just choose the kill the stroke button. And I'm going to just draw a blue rectangle like so. I'm going to set it right there. I'm going to hold down my Alt or Option key and drag a copy of that out. And I'm basically going to chop it in half. Just select, you know, over the top portion of it. Hit the Delete key to get rid of it. Next, I'm going to move my mouse over, select the top corner of that square, just like so. There we go. We have half of our arrowhead. Hold down my Alt or Option key and just drag that straight over. And we go Modify, Transform, Flip Horizontal, slide this guy right back over. He's going to click into place. There we go. We've got a nice little arrowhead. Hit the Q key, which is your free transform tool. Hold down the Shift key and move your mouse up to the top right corner. Rotate it around so it's pointing downward. And let me just hit the V key to go back to my normal selection tool so I can really get a decent bead on my arrow. There we go. And I'm going to make this arrow a little stubbier, just like that. So there we go. We have a nice little blue arrow here. Maybe I'll make it a little bit smaller than it is now. There we go. I love it. I'm going to select it now and hit F8, which will convert it to a symbol. And we'll just call this MC Arrow. Nothing fancy. And I'm going to give it an instance name of arrow_MC. Doesn't get much simpler than that. arrow_MC. Pretty easy to remember. Let's go back into ActionScript now. And the first thing we want to do is make this arrow invisible. We don't want this arrow to be there the whole time. So I'm going to hit the F9 key to bring up the Actions panel. Come all the way back up to the top where we're setting visibility of objects. I like to kind of try to group my stuff together. I'm going to say arrow_MC.visible, space equals space, false. No, false, not flash. And semicolon. So now that we've done that, our arrow will be gone. So we hit F9, Command Return, Control Enter, test it, see the arrow's not there. Great. Now before, when we began tweening all this additional stuff, I mentioned to you that we could use what's called a tween event to make something appear when an animation finished. So let's do that right here with this arrow, just for the sake of showing you how to do it. It's actually kind of cool. So we hit F9 to bring up my Actions panel, that's the word I'm searching for, Actions panel. And I'm going to come all the way down here, beneath all of my code, hit Enter Return a couple times, and I'm going to type, let me check this real quick. We name this tween Fade Out Tween, that's the tween that I'm looking for, so I'm going to name it Fade Out Tween, so that's why I messed myself up there. Let's say Fade Out Tween. Dot add event listener, and we are going to listen for a tween event dot motion_finish. And when the motion of that tween finishes, essentially when that tween is done, when that tween stops, we want it to show BTNF. And the button we're going to show is the arrow button, or just the arrow. But I'm just going to call it show BTNF and place a semicolon after that. So now let's write the function. Function is going to be function. And by the way, for those of you that know what's happening here, I know that we're going to trigger an error, but don't worry. I'm going to call this show BTNF this time, bearing in mind that we do, in fact, have to give the function a name, open parenthesis E colon, and this is a tween event, close parenthesis, colon, and the word void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, and the up arrow key. And here we're going to say arrow_MC. Visible, space equals space, true. So essentially, when all that other animating finishes, specifically the fade out tween, just as a refresher, that's the tween right here, fade out tween, which is going to fade in the fade out MC. So that's why I'm calling it fade out tween. It might be a little misleading. And I've tripped myself up on that before, so just be careful of that. And we're here in this function, show BTNF, and when all of that finishes, that arrow button should become visible. So I'm going to hit Command Return, that'd be Control Enter on a PC, and you can see we, in fact, get an error, as I mentioned earlier. Basically, this error is saying, you know, I don't know what you're talking about here, tween event. What we have to do is come back up here to the top and import another package of classes. So just say import, and this one, I believe it's fl.transitions.tweenEvent. Yes, I am correct. Tween event, and place a semicolon at the end of that. Hit F9 to close up the Actions panel. Command Return, Control Enter, and we should get no errors. However, we do get an error. Access of undefined property, fade out tween. I must have misspelled something, so let's just check on that real quick. Or actually, I may not have misspelled something. I believe, fade out tween here, this guy should be inside of, I'm going to hit Command or Control X to cut it. This guy should be inside of this timer done F function, because that's where that fade out tween is. So I'm going to place him inside of there. And let's check, see what happens now. Command, return, control, enter. Okay, no error. So far, so good. Fades in, spins into place. The reflection shows up. As soon as this finishes, you can see the arrow appears. When I click that, everything fades out. The error, however, does not go away. The arrow, excuse me, not error, arrow. So there we go. We have successfully tweened up to this point. We want to do a little bit more, though. And basically, what I want to happen is that arrow, after it shows up, I want it to start, you know, moving up and down. Now, tweening this in ActionScript is actually pretty easy. So we need to create one more timer and one more function, and then that's it. So what we're going to do is we're going to create that timer real quick. We're going to say var arrow. Whoa, I don't want to start that with a cap. I like to start all of my, the first word of my bits of code with a lowercase, and everything after that with an uppercase. It's called camel coding. It's the way ActionScript works. So you don't, now you don't have to with your names. I just highly recommend that you do. So we're going to call this arrow loop timer, colon, it is a timer, it is of the timer data type, it equals a new instance of the timer class, open parenthesis, and I want this to be called one time after 1 second, so I'm going to say 1,000 or 1,000 milliseconds, and I want it to only be called once, and place a semicolon after that, and here I'm going to say arrow loop timer dot add event listener. And this is a timer event dot timer, again, all caps, so dot timer, comma, and the function we're going to call is called move up f. Now, we haven't written that function yet, but that's what we're gonna name it. So close that off with a closed parenthesis and semicolon, hit enter return a few times just to give us a little bit of space here. So we just wrote that event listener for our arrow loop timer. We want to now say, hey, arrow loop timer, go ahead, dot start. So go ahead and start, open and close parenthesis, semicolon. So we've just written our timer. Now let's write that move up function. So we're going to say function, again, move up f, open parenthesis, just the letter E, colon, timer event, close parenthesis, colon, and the word void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, and the up arrow key. Now we need to create a new tween. So we're going to say var arrow, let's just say arrow move up. That's all we needed to do. Arrow move up, and it is a tween. It's equal to a new instance of the tween class. And we are going to be affecting or tweening the arrow underscore MC. We want to edit the Y because we want it to move up and down. And we want to give it that easing, so strong.ease out, comma space. We want it to start at, well, let me look at the stage real quick. We want it to start about right where it is. So let's set the Y to 210, so it's something easy to remember. You know, let's do 220, so it moves a little closer to the text. You know what? Just for the heck of it, 225. So we're going to do a 225, and we want it to move up about that high. Okay, so we're going to say to 190. So we will go 225 to 190. All right, let's bring this guy back in here. Current selection cannot have actions applied to it. That's because we've selected a symbol. We're going to go to the action script keyframe right there. And we're going to start this guy out at 225. And we want him to go up to 190. And maybe over the course of, ooh, I don't know, 1 second, comma. And yes, in fact, we're dealing with seconds. Close parenthesis, semicolon. And now on the next layer, we are going to add an event listener that to this variable. So we're going to say, or this tween, excuse me, arrow move up dot add event listener, and this is a tween event as well, tween event dot motion finish, and I want you to execute the down f function, close parenthesis, semicolon. Now that down f function we're going to put right here within the move up function. So we're going to say function, make sure you spell function correctly, function down f, open parenthesis, the letter E, colon, and this is a, yes, a tween event. Lost my train of thought there for a split second. Tween event, close parenthesis, colon, the word void, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket. Now, I've got this curly bracket here, which is part of this function, and this curly bracket all the way down here is part of this overarching function. So we're working within the down F function, this guy right here, And all I want to type is arrow move up. This is the name of that tween. Dot yo-yo, open and close parenthesis, semicolon. So now think about what we just did. We just created a tween that's going to move our arrow up. Never a tween that's going to move it back down. Just keep that in mind. Well, it doesn't look like we've created a tween that's going to move it back down, but we did add this strange line of code that says dot yo-yo, and if I think about what a yo-yo does, it starts to get me excited. Not like that, but it starts to get me excited in a Flash sense, in a Adobe Flash sense. So let's take a look at what this does. Command return, control enter. Here we go. Everything's fading in, and as long as this works out, this arrow will go up and then come back down, and then go up and come back down, and then go up, and it just keeps repeating. When I hit go away, you can see it all goes away, and the arrow just sits there doing its little arrow thing, and that's it. So we have successfully created a variety of tweens in ActionScript 3.0 using this 50 plus lines of code to do it. Now, because this is such a long tutorial and because it got so complicated, if you've never done this before, don't freak out. You don't have to leave the video in anger and disgust at me because I've flown through it so quickly. I will post a little screenshot of all the code I've used. So if you want, you can come right to the end and you can cheat off of my code. Well, not cheat, learn off of my code. I've got no problem with doing that. So go ahead, take a look at my code, which you will see right after I finish closing this thing out, which I'm going to start doing right now. So thank you for watching this video tutorial. I certainly hope you've learned something. It's been a blast bringing it to you. Tweening with ActionScript is awesome. And it's definitely something that you ought to consider doing and working into your projects. And it really opens up avenues when you're working with Flash that really are much more difficult to do if you don't learn how to tween using ActionScript. So I highly recommend you really learn it, you practice it, you try to implement it in some of your work. And that's it for this one. Thank you so much for watching it. Please check out the site. It's www.tutvid.com. And now on to the screenshot of all the code that I've used.